our alien connection. Most of us have some connection to alien beings. And this is something that is normal and natural for most of us. So we can define an alien being as someone who originates or lives their life or has lived their life on another planet other than Earth. We know that there are lots of galaxies besides our own, which is known as the Milky Way. And each one of these galaxies contains many, many suns and solar systems. And the solar systems, like our own, contain planets. And some of these planets are capable of supporting life. And some of that life is intelligent and has been around a lot longer than the human race here on Earth. So there are lots of planets in the universe that support life. Intelligent beings that live on those planets would be considered by us to be alien. These planets contain beings that are living and also beings that have passed on. Just as we have spirits that come and communicate to us here on Earth, also on other planets, beings communicate with other non-physical life forms, such as spirits. Sometimes these spirits even live among the physical beings that live on those particular worlds. So what I'm saying is that there are two kinds of aliens. There are aliens that have physical bodies, and there are aliens who don't. Any alien that does not have a physical body and is not operating presently in a physical body would be known as a spirit, an alien spirit. So there are living aliens and there are non-physical aliens that exist on a spiritual level. We deal with them both here on Earth. Now, aliens that are able to communicate with those of us here on Earth very often do so by the process known as mental telepathy. Extrasensory perception, ESP. Through difficulties in language and physical construction, such as different kinds of vocal cords and ears, or none, sometimes it's necessary to communicate strictly by mental telepathy, mental communication. So aliens communicate on physical and non-physical levels as well, just like people here on Earth. Aliens are sending out the same kinds of mental information, mental communication, non-physical communication as we do. Some aliens actually make the long trip from their own set of planets to our own here on Earth by traveling through outer space, through a spaceship. That's one way that aliens get to our planet in order to carry out the various missions that they have. Another way is through astral projection, astral communication, which means that they are sending out a portion of themselves on a non-physical level from one place to another. This is an advanced form of mental telepathy or extrasensory perception. So part of the alien consciousness actually reassembles itself at a particular time and place here on Earth. So not only are we getting mental communication, telepathic communication, from living people around us, we're also getting signals on a non-physical level from beings from other worlds. And they're sending us information all the time. Some of this is directed at individuals for the purpose of direct and individual communication. And some of this is happening at a much more general level that is meant for many people to hear. So aliens are sending out telepathic information from their own planets and also by projecting themselves, a portion of themselves, to places here on Earth to communicate with certain individuals and organizations here on Earth. Now, aliens have been communicating with us here on Earth for a long, long time. They have been trying to help us adapt to changes in our environment and also changes on non-physical spiritual levels. It's true that everything that is physical proceeds from something that is non-physical. the physical universe being an extension of the non-physical universe. What we see around us on a physical level is merely the tip of the iceberg. We're only seeing a portion of what actually exists. Alien races that have been around for a long time instinctively and operationally know this. They know that if they can change the human race on non-physical levels, that they can help us adapt to coming changes in our physical and non-physical environments. Most aliens will try to communicate with people here on Earth through non-verbal communication, through mental telepathy, extrasensory perception, psychic ability and awareness. And one of the ways that they change us is by getting us to listen on those non-physical levels to the information and concepts, to the ideas that they're trying to send, whether from a distance or from communication that occurs in close proximity. So one of the ways that they are working to change the human race on a collective level is through information exchange, through exchange of ideas and concepts and visions through non-physical means. And this is very effective. It gets us here on Earth to open up our systems on those particular levels. Thereby changing our internal non-physical structure . And that, in turn, can and does change all of us on physical levels as well. So most of the communication that comes from alien beings comes to us from mental telepathy. And mental telepathy is something that we all practice. We practice communication on physical levels and non-physical levels as well. We not only get information on a verbal level, but on a mental level. Information and energies that alien beings send forth that is meant to be picked up by us here on Earth usually occur on non-physical levels. So we pick up non-physical signals from each other throughout the day, and in a much more intense and stronger way, while we are sleeping and dreaming. While we're dreaming, we pay far less attention to physical signals and information coming at us. We kind of shut that down for a little while. And then we start to pick up information on non-physical, non-verbal levels. That information is processed and begins to take on the idea of actually hearing sounds and actually seeing images with our physical eyes. But we're actually seeing these things with our mind's eye, which is far more natural. We all have two parts to us, the physical and the non-physical. Any being living in the physical world, the physical level, has two parts to its system. The non-physical, which is eternal and does not die, but does change, and the physical body, whether it be here on Earth or some other planet. A physical body that does deteriorate and eventually does die. The mental communication that we get comes from other living people, spirits, and also aliens and alien spirits. So not only are we receiving information from living aliens who are operating on a physical level and mental level, we are also receiving information from aliens who do not have a physical body and are operating purely on a spiritual or mental level, a non-physical level. So when an alien who's living on another planet dies, they become fully a spirit, the same way that we do. This is natural law. Some alien cultures have a better understanding of these concepts and these operations that are natural. And they have developed methods of communication that are far ahead in practice than our own here on Earth. So they're better at communicating through mental telepathy. And this is not true of every alien civilization, but it's true of alien civilizations that are more advanced on a mental and psychic level than we are presently here on Earth. So they're sending out these very strong signals, very strong concepts and ideas on a telepathic level. They're practicing their own extrasensory perception. All of this communication is not meant for those of us here on Earth. Some of it is. So there's a lot of chatter that we here on Earth can pick up on a telepathic level. There's information we can pick up from living people around us, from people who are dreaming while they're asleep, and from spirits add into that receiving information from alien beings both on other planets and also in close proximity to us, and also alien spirits. And we have a huge amount of information coming to us telepathically at any given moment. Not all of the telepathic information that you think you receive is from living people or spirits. Some of these communications, some of this information, are from alien beings. They are attempting and succeeding and have been succeeding at communicating with us here on Earth for a long time. Some people are better able to receive these communications, and some of these communications are directed at particular individuals. So sometimes aliens are directly communicating with certain individuals in order to accomplish something. Aliens have been communicating with Earthlings for a long, long time. And it's true that they are trying to change us, and have succeeded at changing us, and will continue to change us in many different ways. We are all connected. Aliens and human beings here on Earth are deeply connected to each other. Some of this connection is on physical levels. Other planets only seem so far away. There are advanced methods of transportation that we do not know about that allow aliens to arrive here using physical spacecraft in a shorter amount of time than we could believe. Using advanced technologies. Using advanced mental technologies such as telepathic communication and astral projection, these mental communications from aliens are very, very strong and can be very individualistic in nature. So aliens who are aware of these higher forms of communication are able to communicate with those of us here on Earth even from these great distances. So not all of the communication that we receive from aliens are from aliens that are here on a physical level by spacecraft, or have astrally projected themselves or a portion of themselves to our planet, but also from aliens that at the present time are on other planets far away and are still successful at communicating with us from these great distances. So aliens are changing us, and our internal non-physical structures on a daily basis. It's a plan, no doubt. They are trying to help us to adapt to constant changes internally and externally in our environment. This is happening all the time, every day. On a conscious level, collectively, with each one of us. And also, individually, at different times, through direct communication by alien beings with certain individuals here on Earth. And the number is not a few. Many, many people are communicating at any given time with alien beings from other worlds. Sometimes these communications happen in a physical way and non-physical way at the same time. Many people have had experiences on physical levels with aliens and the transportation crafts that take them here on physical levels. But more common is the communication on a telepathic level between alien beings and those of us here on Earth. Sometimes these communications happen while we are sleeping, in the dream state. Many other times we are not even aware that these communications and changes are taking place. Many of these communications are meant to change us. Sometimes devices are known to have been implanted on a physical level into human beings by aliens. Devices meant for communication and tracking and to allow changes to occur on multiple levels. But what must be understood is that devices that are constructed of non-physical energies that are meant for communication and changes to occur happen on non-physical levels. These devices that are made of energy can also be implanted into our spirit. Devices made of non-physical energies, non-physical energy sources, can be implanted into the non-physical part of each of us. And sometimes these devices can greatly assist and expedite, speed up the changes that are meant to occur to our non-physical and physical systems here on Earth. So we've all heard stories about crystals and alien devices that are implanted through surgical procedure by people who have been abducted by aliens. But these same kinds of processes and events occur on non-physical levels as well. And it's not always necessary that an alien being who is carrying out this procedure be in close proximity to the being that's receiving this, including not even being on the Earth. So, These procedures can be carried out at a great distance and are carried out at a great distance, sometimes, by aliens who live on other planets. In other situations, which are also common, aliens who transport a portion of themselves through astral projection to points and times here on Earth can carry out the delivery of energetic devices that assist, promote, and propel coming changes in our non-physical bodies and also in our physical bodies to help us adapt to coming changes. So, there's a lot of aliens that are quite busy attempting to communicate with those of us here on Earth. It's very, very common. It also takes far less effort and far less energy on a physical level for aliens to transport themselves by non-physical means from one planet to another, sending out a portion of their consciousness. So a person might think and believe that an alien is standing right in front of them and trying to communicate, when essentially only a portion of that alien is really there. And in that scenario, it really is another step above just mental telepathy and extrasensory perception. Aliens transport a portion of themselves from one place to another. It happens all the time. It makes it easier for them to carry out certain events and allow certain processes to happen. Such as working with changing even slightly, slowly, gradually, our inner selves. Just about everyone at some point or another has had some alien contact. Just about everyone here on Earth has met an alien being. They could be your spirit guide. We all have spirit guides. Beings on a non-physical level who are trying to look out for us, to send us telepathic communication, to steer us clear of trouble, or give us good ideas through intuition. Some of those spirit guides may be aliens. We also, through reincarnation or living many lives, have experiences on other planets, on other worlds. Some of the aliens that may be our spirit guides could be beings that we have known in the past during a different incarnation in a different world. So that's another way that we are connected through multiple lifetimes with some experiences for some people coming from living on other planets, developing relationships with alien beings, both living and not in the physical world, and continuing those relationships through other existences here on Earth. So by the process of reincarnation, living multiple lifetimes, develops a deep connection to other planets and alien beings. So we're really not all that separate. Very often we have a long history of communicating with alien beings. Because of a difficulty with languages and physical construction, most of the communication that happens to us here on Earth comes in the form of mental telepathy or extrasensory perception, mental communication. Every thought that an alien thinks has a corresponding energy. Every thought that we think also has a corresponding energy to it. We send these energies out. We propel them from our non-physical structure to other non-physical structures. So our spirit is talking with other spirits all the time. Some of these spirits are alien beings. Remember, spirits all communicate telepathically. Many aliens communicate telepathically as well. Both with each other and with those of us here on Earth. Knowing that alien beings are attempting to communicate with us and have reason to communicate with us, have business with not only the human race, but with certain individuals, should give you some understanding of how this process works. Mental telepathy occurs on non-physical levels. All of it. Our thoughts have power. Alien beings, their thoughts have power. Each one has a corresponding energy to it, much like a code. We process, filter, and interpret these codes naturally. Why don't we hear aliens speaking to us, as well as spirit guides, all the time? We're very much attuned to physical communication while we are living physical lives. Much of the mental chatter that is coming to us at any given moment is completely drowned out by physical, visual, and auditory information that is coming to us. So we're just not paying attention to the more subtle communications that are all around us and coming to us from many, many different sources. Living people around us, people who are no longer living who are around us, and also alien beings, both physical and non-physical in nature, are also sending out mental communication that needs to be processed and understood on non-physical levels. And that's where thoughts begin, on non-physical levels. We generate our thoughts, and eventually some of these thoughts make it up to where we process these things on a verbal level and then send them out. But not all of our thoughts make it to that verbal level. But all of our thoughts, both conscious and unconscious, can be read, picked up, and interpreted by others around us, and also other life forms, even picked up at great distances. Distance is really no barrier to energy, no barrier to telepathic communication. So when trying to communicate with an alien being, we want to understand that these communications are most likely going to happen on non-physical telepathic levels. But since we do these communications and receive these communications every day, throughout the day and night, it's really no more difficult to understand or receive communications from an alien being than it is to receive communications from those we have relationships with, people at work, and also spirits. Most aliens are good. Some are not. Most people are good. Some are not. Most spirits are good. Some are not. But for the most part, communications that we receive here on Earth from alien sources have a positive effect upon us. Aliens do have business with Earthlings, and business it is. They are trying to change us. They are succeeding. Most of the methods that aliens use to change us occur on non-physical levels first, and then filter up by extension into our physical systems. So they're trying to change us on non-physical ways first. They're trying to change us using non-physical techniques, non-physical methods. Sometimes just talking to us, communicating to us here on Earth, can open doors on non-physical levels, thereby changing our systems on not only non-physical levels, but physical levels as well. So it's not just about implanting energetic devices in our spirits. It's also about communication and understanding, information, knowledge. That in itself can change us to a great degree on non-physical levels, which then blossom into incredible changes in our physical systems. But most of these changes occur first on non-physical levels. Most of these changes occur on non-physical levels first, and then filter up, process up into our physical systems like everything else does. So it's best to understand that aliens are here physically, astrally, and mentally. All three levels. They travel here by spacecraft, they travel here through astral projection, and they travel here through mental telepathy in order to communicate with individuals and collectively with the entire human race on non-physical levels in order to change us, in order to help us change for the better.